Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Teresa Douglas Patterson, second year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On 7th February 1950, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers on two schooner incidents that offer a glimpse of maritime life in pre-independence Barbados. The first report was on the arrival of a leaking schooner named Emmeline. Emmeline had set sail from British Guiana on Saturday, 7th January, carrying 70 wallowable poles and 66 tons of firewood bound for Barbados. By the following Monday, she was caught in severe weather, with conditions so harsh that both her mainsail and foresail were blown away, and a leak developed in the bottom of the vessel. Members of the crew later stated it was the worst weather they had experienced in years. Realizing that Emmeline could not safely reach Barbados, she was sailed into Vieuxfort, St. Lucia. Rockets were fired as she sailed in to warn nearby vessels that she was in distress, but no immediate assistance arrived. Even though bad weather persisted, the skipper was forced to go ashore in search of a pump and a tow, yet little could be done to help Emmeline. Eventually, men from Vieuxfort came to help her crew with pumping, and Emmeline was towed to Castries by the TB radar. With her cargo removed, repairs were carried out, and the leak, located under the foremast, was temporarily sealed using cement. On Sunday, 5th February, Emmeline set course once more for Barbados, this time using her engine, and safely arrived in Bridgetown on Tuesday, 7th February, 1950 at 6:30 a.m. Schooners played a major trade role in the Caribbean, and incidents like this were not unusual. Exactly 25 years earlier, on 7th February 1925, the Barbados Advocate informed of a wreck in Venezuela of a British three-masted schooner, Nellie Louise, owned by Mrs. Edwin Coney and Captain F.A. Hyman of Barbados. Captain Edwin Walters was to command the vessel, but when he arrived at Ciudad Bolivar, Venezuela, he found her wrecked. Nellie Louise was consigned to carry machinery destined for Maracaibo, Trinidad. However, only one item was salvaged from the wreck, the ship's chronometer. Captain Walters later expressed his gratitude to British Control Oilfields Limited for the courtesies they showed to his crew and their safe transportation to Trinidad. On this day in Bajan history, we remember the Emmeline and Nellie Louise schooners, their journeys and struggles as they moved critical cargo through the region.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.